Children, when the Lord rose on Easter, the first person to see him was Mary Magdalene. The Lord's 12 disciples did not see him until the evening of Easter. We're going to read how the Lord showed himself to them, and we will see that the disciples were afraid that the same leaders of the Jews who had crucified the Lord might come and hurt them too. So they shut the doors where they were, where they had gotten together. Hear the word of the Lord in the Gospel of John, chapter 20. Then on the same day, at evening, on the first of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples had gathered for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in the midst and says to them, "Peace be to you." And saying this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced, seeing the Lord. Then Jesus said to them again, "Peace be to you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you." And saying this, he breathed on them and says to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whosever sins you forgive, they are forgiven to them. Whosever you retain, they are retained." But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." And after 8 days, again his disciples were inside and Thomas with them. Jesus came, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, "Peace be to you." Then he says to Thomas, "Bring thy finger here and see my hands, and bring thy hand and thrust it into my side. And do not be unbelieving, but believing." And Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." And Jesus said to him, "Because thou hast seen me, Thomas, thou hast believed. Happy are they who have not seen and have believed." Now the Lord explains further what the difference is between people who believe mainly from their senses and people who are happy because they believe in the Lord by faith that comes from within. We read in the Heavenly Doctrine in the Arcana Celestia, "Merely natural faith is faith that is instilled along the outward but not the inward way. One type of it is faith that depends entirely on the senses, which is when a person believes something to be so because his eye has seen it and his hand has touched it. The Lord referred to this kind of faith when he said to Thomas, 'Because you have seen, Thomas, you have believed. Happy are those who do not see and believe.' Another type is faith induced by miracles, which is when a person believes something to be so solely as a result of miracles. And another type is faith in authority, which is when a person believes something to be so because another person in whom he trusts has said it. But spiritual faith is that which is instilled along the inward way at the same time as the outward one. The instilling along the inward way gives rise to belief, and what is instilled at the same time along the outward way causes it to be confirmed. The spiritual element of faith is the affection of charity, and consequently an affection of truth for the sake of a good use and for the sake of life. These make faith to be spiritual. Faith is instilled along the inward path when a person reads the word and at the same time receives enlightenment from the Lord. This enlightenment is given to him in accordance with the kind of affection he has, that is, in his accordance with the reason he has for wanting to know the truth." Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen. Children, in the story today, we heard about how the disciples first saw the Lord after he was risen. How can we see the Lord? Well, let's think about how it was for the disciples. It was evening of Easter, and none of the disciples had seen the Lord yet. In fact, even though Mary Magdalene had seen the Lord and told the disciples that he was risen, they didn't really believe her. They didn't believe that the Lord was risen. And so all the disciples were gathered in a house, and the doors were shut because they were afraid of the Jews who had hurt the Lord, that they were going to come and hurt them too. And they must have been very sad and afraid and wondering what to do now because Jesus was dead. But then Jesus came and stood in the midst of them. And what was the first thing the Lord said to them? He said, "Peace be unto you." Peace, that means you don't need to be afraid. You don't need to be sad. You can be happy because I am here with you and everything's going to be all right. And then he showed them his hands and his feet so they could see where the soldiers had hurt him, and they knew for sure it really was Jesus himself. And then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. And again the Lord said to them, "Peace be unto you." And he said that partly because he was about to give them a wonderful job. And we feel most peaceful when we have a job to do that we love to do, something we know the Lord wants us to do that we can do for other people. And so the Lord said to them, "As the Father has sent me, I also send you." And the Lord was going to send them to tell people that the Lord is risen, and that he is God, and that the Lord is leading us to heaven, and that we can repent of our sins, so our sins will be forgiven us, and we can live with him forever in heaven. That was the great job the Lord was giving to the disciples. And then the Lord breathed on them, and he said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit." Spirit is like breath. It's like the Lord is saying to them, "Receive my life in you." When you read the word and you want to know the truth, my life will be with you and I will enlighten you to see what you should do. So that was the wonderful time when the disciples first saw the Lord. But one of the disciples wasn't there. Who was that? That was Thomas. And in the spiritual sense of the word, Thomas represents our sensual man. Our sensual man is the part of us that enjoys the pleasures of the five senses, like eating good food, sleeping when we're tired, running around because it feels so good, listening to music, all those kinds of things. And also the part of our mind that loves to learn things by seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, and touching things. Now the thing is, that our sensual man has a lot of selfishness in it because we have to take care of our natural bodies so we can live in this world, and it sometimes gets carried away. But a wonderful thing is that the Lord, at the beginning of a new use, like the disciples were about to have a new use of telling people that the Lord is risen, the Lord kind of takes away that sensual man and its selfishness from us at the beginning. For example, when a husband and wife first get married, they often love each other so much they don't even think about what they need because they're so focused on what can I do to help my partner be happy, someone whom I love more than anyone else. Or when a new baby is born, parents don't mind so much that they can't get quite enough sleep that they'd like to have. And they can't do a bunch of things that they're used to doing because they so much want to care for this new baby. Or when a young man starts a new job, he can sometimes be filled with zeal to do the best job he can for his boss and for his customers and for the Lord. And so the Lord takes away our selfishness at the beginning, and that's represented by Thomas not being there when the Lord first appeared to the disciples. And so the other disciples said to Thomas, "We have seen the Lord." But poor Thomas. What did he say? Thomas was so sad and so afraid and so gloomy and so stubborn that he said, unless I see the print of the nails in his hands and put my finger into the print of the nails and thrust my hand into his side, the place where the soldiers had poked him with a spear, I will not believe. And sometimes we can be a bit like Thomas. We can maybe wonder, you know, I don't see the Lord with my natural eyes. How do I know if he's really real? But an interesting thing is, so the Lord came again to the disciples, and what was the first thing he said to them? Peace be unto you. And I think he was especially speaking to Thomas that time. And he said to Thomas, bring your finger here and see my hands, and bring your hand here and thrust it into my side, and do not be unbelieving, but believing. And Thomas answered and said, my Lord and my God. And the Lord said to Thomas, because you have seen, you have believed. Happy are those who have not seen and have believed. You know, an interesting thing is, Thomas might have thought he was seeing the Lord with his material eyes, but actually that's not true. We can tell because if the Lord had still been in a material body, they would have had to open the doors to let him in. But in fact, the Lord was there all along, standing in the midst of them the whole time. And the Lord opened their spiritual eyes to see that he was there with them. Just like the Lord is standing in the midst of us right now. We don't see him with our material eyes, but we can know he's here. All the most real things in life are not things that we can see with our material eyes. For example, what color is love? Which of these colors is love, would you say? Or is it all of them? Or is it even more than them? Or how sharp or how strong is truth? Or how heavy is friendship? Or how long is courage? Or how tall is modesty or honesty? Now we can see the effects of all these things with our material eyes. Like we can see a mother holding a baby. What a beautiful picture of love. We can see friendship in the faces of our friends and hear it in the tone of their voices. But we don't actually see the love and the friendship themselves. And yet that's what everything that makes life worth living. Now the Lord wants us to have the happy kind of faith that doesn't need to see with our material eyes and still believes. And that's why he gives us his word. From his word we know lots of things about the Lord. We know that he was born in Bethlehem and wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in the manger. We know that the Lord walked on the water and calmed the sea, and that he healed thousands of people by his touch and by his voice. We know that the Jews crucified him and that he rose again on the third day. And now, because of that, we know who God is. He is our Lord Jesus Christ. And we know that he has created us because he loves us, and he wants us to come with him to heaven. And we know, because the Lord taught us, how we can repent of our sins, and therefore our sins can be forgiven. That's exactly what he was teaching his disciples to do for him, and we know that because of his word. When we read the Lord's word, and we want to know the truth, we want to see the Lord, we want to see what are the uses of our life that the Lord wants us, is calling us and sending us to do, we will see the Lord more and more clearly. We will feel his presence with us. And that's why the Lord said to Thomas, happy are those who have not seen and still have believed. Peace be unto you. Amen.